Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The FBI has arrested an 18-year-old who they say was plotting to carry out attacks against several Idaho churches in the name of ISIS. Joining me live, former FBI investigator Greg Rogers. Greg, again, good to speak with you. So this guy was young, just 18. How does somebody that young get mixed up with a terrorist organization?
Well, interestingly, he gave an interview this morning, which I'm stunned to find out about. His, I can't imagine his legal counsel was happy about that. But in that interview, he stated that he self-radicalized, that he, during the COVID pandemic, while he was studying from home, he began perusing, began with websites about Al-Qaeda, and then he went to ISIS. And, yeah, he said he self-radicalized, believed what they were saying, and that's why he was acting out.
So when this guy spoke in this interview, was he admitting to the error of his ways, or was he proudly boasting that he got involved and he is involved with ISIS?
No, proudly boasting. He actually said that it was retribution, that he didn't in any way wasn't sorry about it. He said he believed that his people were slaughtered and it, so that it should happen to us, and that he wanted to kill non-Muslims. I mean, it was an unbelievable interview, which is going to very much damage his case.
Now, I'm not very well familiar with the terms you use in law enforcement. When you say self-radicalized, does that mean this kid was in his basement watching YouTubes and that is all it took?
Yeah, he didn't. According to the website that our sources were communicating with him on, he wasn't approached by anyone. He certainly wasn't approached by other radicalized people in the Coeur d'Alene area. He got online and just started looking at these websites that Al-Qaeda and ISIS have, and believed the message. So it was self-radicalized, just meaning that he learned it himself online and believed it, and then began talking with other people online in these chat rooms that were sort of like-minded.
So basically an ISIS fanboy who wanted to prove his worth. Now he's arrested real quickly. What kind of penalty could he be facing?
He's looking at up to 20 years, and based on his statements he made today, I think he's going to get a very stiff sentence. I mean, in his statement, he clearly indicated that he certainly intended to kill people. He wanted to kill non-Muslims, and that he was intended to do just that. So, I mean, that's very, very serious. That's the court is going to look at this case very much differently than just some confused young kid when you make statements indicating your clear intent to commit that violent activity.
Thanks for explaining this. Former FBI investigator Greg Rogers, we appreciate your perspective, as always.